You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
A little bit of a change for our weekly catch-up with Matt Stringer. We chat with RNIB's CEO to hear some of the big stories coming out. And today we are all in the one place. We're in Edinburgh. Matt, nice to have you along in person.
No, Alan, great to be here at the sort of opening of our refurbished office in Edinburgh, which we'll come and talk to. And it's great to have Catherine Sherrup, our Chief Finance Officer, here today for the chat with you.
Catherine, how's Edinburgh?
It's fantastic to be here, and it's actually sunny and the most perfect weather for the ribbon cutting when the building was officially opened. So it's fabulous to be here and very much enjoying being here. Thank you.
Yeah, we did the official ribbon cutting outside in the sunshine, Matt, and you gave a little speech as well, because it is the official opening of the offices, which have gone through quite a refurbishment, quite a change.
Yeah, really, we've always been really proud of our presence in Edinburgh. It's a critical office for connections to Scottish politicians and other parts of Scottish society, but also to be that great community beacon with lots of local people seeing us as a great welcoming place to come. Our office was a bit tired, honestly, and it's been great over the last sort of year or so to complete the project of refurbishing it and ending up with some much better space, frankly, better facilities, great cafe, a lot of great rooms, both open plan for community groups for coming years and some good office space. So we're really, really pleased with it.
The building is open to everyone to come in, whether it's to look at the shop or to chat or to go to the cafe as well, because that bringing people in, I suppose that you could say that looks at helping break down stereotypes, breaking barriers as well, and improving people's attitudes towards sight loss as well.
Yeah, it's a brilliant thing. Catherine and I were just talking about the sort of business case that you pull together for a project like this. And one of the things you can't rewrite into a business case is a sort of soft benefit of exactly those things you mentioned. And it's great today to be able to welcome, you know, in no particular order, other sight loss charities from Scotland, the Forth Valley Sensory Centre. Jackie's here from there. We've got a number of important corporate partners here. People's Postcode Lottery are based in Edinburgh. Just been speaking to some colleagues from the RNID based in Scotland and are good friends of the RNIB. And we've got the Girl Guides here today as well, actually, you know, and again, helping them provide space and connecting to what they're doing. It's all part of what we should be. We should be an organisation that's very much looking up, looking out, open for business and seeing positivity in all those connections.
And Catherine, as the CFO, a question would be, RNIB is making quite a major investment in its estates at the moment, bringing a lot of them into the 21st century. Important to keep an eye on the expenditure, but also important to make sure they are as accessible and as almost future-proof as possible.
I think that's right. I mean, we had the template, if you like, in Grimaldi that we certainly made sure it was accessible a couple of years ago when it opened. And then, of course, now this space in Edinburgh, equally accessible. And I very much enjoyed just the lightness and the airiness of the building as well. And what I would say, just building on what Matt said about the intangibles, just the warmth and welcoming atmosphere that greets you when you come into the building through the community is something that sometimes you just can't put a price on. And it's actually really important that we continue to focus on.
And you're doing a bit of a tour around the UK again. You've been visiting Edinburgh a couple of times, Matt, but you've done Peterborough as well.
I've done Peterborough last week, and Catherine's been in Peterborough as well. But Gateshead on the way up to Scotland yesterday. Yeah, I mean, Gateshead, another important unit where, I mean, in a slightly different way, we've been investing in the fabric of Gateshead. Just sorted out the roof over the summer, in fact, for example, will be one obvious example of investment. But good to spend some time with the team there. It's a really well-run and very full unit at the moment, turning out a lot of materials for visually impaired customers, bank statements and other statements in Braille and other accessible formats for literally hundreds of thousands of customers a year with some major partners. And then we do a lot of our own operations and materials are produced now. So I spent about 45 minutes yesterday putting audiobook discs into envelopes to send to customers. And I think it's a really important opportunity to see our connection out with our community and see all the people who are benefiting from, you know, what is both a lifeline and escapism, almost, of getting the reading materials that we send out in audiobooks. And it's great to be able to chomp through a stack of those and put them into envelopes. The other thing I saw yesterday was a lot of our Christmas materials coming off production. I know it's August, but let's get a plug in for Christmas. And I'm sure listeners will be starting to compile their Christmas shopping lists, and I would encourage them to be looking at the RNIB website, where they would find a whole ton of accessible products, Christmas cards, wrapping, other gifts with a tactile element an accessible element for Christmas. And we're going a bit fuller this year on our Christmas offer. And I'd maybe encourage your listeners to look out for when that launches at the start of the autumn, and maybe put a thought aside to think about the RNIB as a source of buying some Christmas presents and Christmas cards this year.
Yeah, thinking of Christmas and thinking of RNIB at the same time there, Matt and Catherine, the shops as well. We spoke with you a little while ago. You were there at the launch of premises in Belfast as well. You know, lots gone into bringing the shops back up today, and probably more importantly as well, looking at what the shops actually stock.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to see the variety of products that are stocked and just how useful and important they are to the everyday lives of blind and partially sighted people. And I have to say, having been to Gateshead as well myself, picking up on what Matt said, to then actually see some of the books that I saw being printed in Braille there, here in Edinburgh, when I was having a bit of a Braille lesson as part of the opening, it really all came full circle for me and just demonstrated how important it is we keep that range fresh and contemporary as the needs of people evolve over time.
Matt also talked about the work which was done down at Gateshead. You know, we talked about audiobooks and so on, but you know, businesses as well using RNIB services to make their products more accessible as well. So, you know, important in terms of accessibility, but an income generator as well.
Absolutely. And we work with lots of very famous names that people would recognise, a lot of the banks. We work with closely in terms of large print statements and some of the media companies and everything, because they recognise us as the experts in generating this material that actually is making statements accessible to a whole range of people and not just the blind and partially sighted individuals. So it's always nice to have a little bit more money coming in, Alan.
Indeed. And Matt, at the opening today as well, lots of politicians were here. In fact, we had Sarah Boyack, who was one of the ribbon cutters as well. Again, showing the connection that the RNIB and here in Edinburgh, RNIB Scotland has with the Scottish Parliament. Because, you know, for charities, it's not about just the customers or just working with corporate partners. Politicians and politics becoming a major point that the organisations like RNIB are getting involved in.
Yeah, look, we have to have strong sort of political relations, and politics is only getting more devolved, both in terms of the devolved governments in Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales, but also in the English regions with regional mayors, you know, increasingly being elected and getting greater powers. So, you know, that's only going to go in one direction. So we need to have a presence where power sits in a devolved sense. And that's been very obviously in the devolved nations for some time. So, you know, I joked when I opened, I've always loved coming up here to Edinburgh and the team are getting sick and tired of me turning up. But there's a serious point in that. You know, we need to and do take very seriously our presence in the devolved nations, hence the investment in the office, because having those connections both with local politicians in Edinburgh and we have a presence in Glasgow as well, but also across the nation in forming some really important issues. And actually, as I said in my opening remarks, we've had a lot of success actually in developing policy positions and getting things done in the devolved nations that then gets played back into Westminster for a more UK-wide application. So one of my first visits here to Scotland was a meeting with some of the MSPs around accessible voting, which was developed more fully in Scotland than in England. And got a meeting in the diary in Westminster in September with the minister in charge of accessible voting in the UK, who wants to talk to us about continuing our push to get accessible voting through the rest of the UK. Pavement parking's been another. The work we've done with the NHS in Scotland's been another. So there's been really strong progress made in Edinburgh and Scotland, which we've been able to transfer back into the UK. So it's a critical thing for us. I feel very, very strongly that we have to have a strong presence in the devolved nations. And it's great we've been able to open the office today as a very tangible sign of our commitment to Scotland. It's been a busy week, but as I was saying earlier, we've got to be very careful. We don't try and run the organisation from a head office somewhere that's disconnected from the front line, whether that's in London or anywhere else. You know, we're a nationwide charity, 1,200 people dispersed across the country, doing a lot of different types of work, engaging with lots of different types of communities and local politicians. And that's the strength of the RNIB, actually. We need to make sure we cherish that. So it's great to be here today.
Now, if you'd like to find out more about RNIB, the services, or indeed you want to learn a bit more about RNIB Scotland's new offices, do have a look at the website. It's rnib.org.uk. The helpful folks on the helpline are there too. That's 0303 123999, or just ask your smart speaker to call RNIB's helpline. Well, that is it for today from Edinburgh. We'll catch up again with Matt next week, but full on to Matt and to Catherine. Thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.